CSU, DMR.
KC8CMQ, KC8CMQ, NAPWM. KC8CMQ, this is NAPWM, you're on, John. NAPWM, clear and listening.
KF8ENF.
Go ahead, KC8CMQ.
Station just broadcasting, did not catch your full transmission.
TO Charlie 8, Charlie Mike Quebec.
Good Saturday morning to you, KF8ENF, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo November Foxtrot.
Well, good morning to you, too. I would say happy Valentine's Day, but I'll just shake your hand and say hi from Lewis, Michigan. Don't know where you're at, but a little cold up here this morning. We had supposedly freezing rain and fog, but in my area, we didn't get that yet. But it's cold.
Yeah, I'm in Harbor Springs hitting the 1-9 repeater in Petoskey across the bay. We definitely had the freezing fog here this morning. It's got a really eerie look, and take a look at some of the evergreens, and they're coated with a little rime of ice, which is really pretty. Not enough to really cause a whole lot of problems. I don't think the roads are in bad shape, but kind of an unusual event. We don't get that very often.
Well, the last couple months, we've had a lot of that down here with that snow coming in from over there in Grayling and Gaylord area across that direction. And then it would get cold at night, and then it'd start warming up a little more. And then next thing you know, you look out there in the morning, and everything's all white and cold. We've had our garbage so far. My wife keeps saying that we're enough with the snow. Start doing the sun, getting it over with. But she said it's 32 degrees out there right now. But she was cold last night when I went to bed at, this morning, 3:30. Yeah, it got down pretty cold, and the cat didn't want to come back, didn't want to go back outside, but I had to put her out. Go ahead. KC8CMQ.
Yeah, we're definitely having a real winter up here. 24 degrees this morning when I got up around 6 a.m. And I'll take that. The 2 weeks of single-digit temperatures as highs was not a lot of fun.
No, and I think one night we had minus 25, and that was considered in with the wind. So, man, when I went out to the garage, I was going to go out there and get something. I turned around. I said, coming back in the house. So that's where I stayed until the next morning. And then I went back out there and got a loaf of bread out of the freezer. But, man, it was cold that night.
Yeah, I've got a buddy in Grayling. I remember him telling me that he had a night where it was that cold. Must be the same night you're referring to. You guys have definitely had some low temperatures in the center of the state there.
Right. Yeah, I do believe that this is going to be one of our winters like we're going to get every year now since the earth is changing and everything else is going on with the heat and stuff. I think we're going to start getting more and more and more colder and colder every year. Not as hot down in Texas and stuff. They're going to start getting that stuff as the world turns. But I do believe we're going to be in trouble now for a couple more years with this winter.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I've been around long enough to see things change. I remember growing up as a little kid on the west side of Michigan, further south, and we had real winters back then, so maybe we'll have some more of that coming up.
Well, I graduated in 66 down in the Deponiac area, Tego Harbor, and we had some snow down here. I mean, we had some heavy snow. Ours was wet, and as a teenager, you know, I had to get out there and do the driveway, but up here, it was a whole lot of difference when I retired out of General Motors. Got this lake effect stuff. But the first year that I moved up here, I didn't have a snowblower. And that first year, we got, I walked out to my driveway out there. I got a circle drive. And I had snow up to my knees all the way around that 200-foot circle. And here I am with a little shovel. I said, uh-uh. So I went off and got me a snowblower that year. And ever since then, I had that. But then I ended up getting a four-wheeler, so I put a plow on that and still had the lock one behind. But with my cancer and this other disease I got and getting cold all the time, numb and whatever, Mama decided that our 50th wedding anniversary 4 years ago, she went out and bought me a little dream tractor, a little 20-25 hour with a heater on it, and a snow plow, and that's what we've been using for the last 3 years. Man, I get out there and I take my coat off and just enjoy the little nice warm weather while I'm blowing all this snow out of here. And I got to give her credit for that. Matter of fact, I got to give her a kiss today because I had to go out there and do our neighbors last night, and they had all the way up to their knees. But they lived downstate, and they were coming up here, so I had to go over here in the Moon Lake and plow them out. It took me about an hour and a half to get them out. And it wasn't even that big of a driveway, but you know them plows at the end of the driveway, when they plow them up, they get hard. KCMQ.
Yeah, you definitely want to stay on top of that stuff. But, yeah, really nice. You got a little tractor. You can have a lot of fun with one of those, not just plowing snow. So, give that young lady a kiss and appreciate her on Valentine's Day for buying you a tractor. That's one of the best gifts a woman can buy her man.
Oh, she's laughing. She's sitting here. Her call sign is Kilo Charlie 8. Charlie Uniform Charlie. I call her Cuddle Under Covers. But she's sitting here laughing. She says, yeah, it cost me $30,000, but that's what you're for. But, what the heck, you know, well, 54 years, and we're looking for 55, and I've learned to make a marriage last that long, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, and you'll have a happy marriage, guaranteed.
Well, $30,000, who can put a price on love? That's awesome. My wife and I are coming up on 30 years, so I figured out some of those things the hard way, but the other thing that I realize, you don't know everything that you need to know at any time, so always pay attention. But hey, it's been nice talking to you. I got to run. You two enjoy your Valentine's Day together. Have a great day, and hopefully that sunshine will poke out and you can get a little bit of that on your face and really warm yourself up. KF8 ENF from Harbor Springs, clear.
Okay. Well, I forgot to say my name is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel November. Hey, you have a nice day today, too. Have a nice rest of the New Year's, whatever's left of it. And maybe your summer will be real happy and all that nice warm weather up that direction. KC8CMQ, have a good evening.
KC8CMQ, NAPWM.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sherry. I heard you say she's in the background there. Well, she's got to be a saint of a woman to keep you around for more than 50 years. I don't know about that.
Say something. Oh, come on. Say hi.
Good morning.
There you go. Oh, she don't... I don't know. I just redid our licenses, and she just got used to talking on Echolink, and she's more of talking to the people down in the Clarkston area, because that's where we live, the Goodrich and all that stuff. But up here, she doesn't know too many people, so she's still listening, but playing on her computer, doing this, doing that. But I'll get her on here one of these days, doggone it. We'll, you'll start hearing that little nice little female voice and that 21-year-old lady that I chase around every day, but I don't get caught. She don't let me catch her. She knows darn well I got a bad knee. I had cancer and do this, do that. And I'm slow moving around at 7, 8 years old, but she's always feeding me. Doggone it, she cooks real good. KCHCMQ.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Good morning, Carrie. Good to hear you in there. You got to get on the air and talk to me, and you know what? I challenge you to talk Kelly into getting her license. I would love that. I've tried for years, and she won't do it, but you know how it is. And I do understand about chasing them around, not catching them. Kelly's a lot faster than me, too, but that's all right. So she's downstate with her family. The granddaughter is actually, they went down Wednesday night, and the granddaughter is boarding a cruise ship this afternoon with some friends of hers, and they are going to the islands for a whole week. I am so jealous. I told her I put it in a suitcase, but she didn't want to pay the extra cost to put me, you know, for the suitcase weight on the airplane. You know, because they charge by the ounce. That would be a lot of money. So anyway, so I'm a bachelor this weekend. Well, all this since Wednesday until a week from Monday. So not so bad. But I think I'll survive as long as I can keep out of trouble. KCHCMQ and APWM.
Okay. She heard somebody calling this morning while I was still sleeping. She said, somebody called on the radio, and she couldn't remember the full call sign or whatever. I was twisting them around. And then when you got chit-chatting, she says, well, when I tried to say hello, she was trying to figure out, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? I said, well, I talk to him all the time. Well, who is it? Who is it? And then you said your name and Kelly. And my goodness, she said, oh my goodness, is that, he sounds funny on the radio and whatever. And her face just, you know, lit up, and I think now she wants to talk. But yeah, we'll try to talk her into it. You know, we're not that far away that those two couldn't talk on Simplex, but hey, you get on the repeaters, I guess that's what they're there for, and then other people can listen around the country and hear two beautiful ladies talking back and forth. Go ahead.
Oh, there you go. That would work. Yep, it's little old me. So good to hear you got your licenses taken care of. I hope they were able to straighten out that password. Well, I assume they did since you got it taken care of. Well, that's good. Yeah, we could probably do Simplex. We'd have to put your 50-watt rig on. You're a little bit far for running Simplex. I'm running about 15 watts right now, but I can run this radio up to 100 watts. It's ICOM IC9700. Not on the HT. I left that on the other side of the house. I had to come over and throw some wood in the fire on the other side of the house, keep the wood stove going. Although it's supposed to be a beautiful out day, I think today's going to be a good day for a cigar. I've been craving one, and it's been so cold, and I don't smoke them in the house or even in the garage because I haven't built my man cave yet in the second level of the garage. That'll be my cigar lounge, but I haven't been able to do that. So not much planned for today. Got to run into town. Going to go see who's working. And I did post about the pasties on our lodge page. Tom asked me to take over the lodge page, and so I've gone ahead and kind of updated it a little bit. I'm going to be doing some work on it. I don't know if you have been out to it yet or you're a follower of it. I'd have to look. Tom's sister made me a admin of the page so I can get out there and work on that. So nothing else much planned today. I think it's going to be a little bit of a lazy day. Got some programming work to do and a little bit of work for work, actual work, to do. And that's about it. I'm sure I'll hear from Harold and he'll want to meet in town for coffee, but that's okay too. KCHCMQ and APWM.
Well, I think I'm on that because Tom sends things from me every once in a while and does this and does that, but I never did, I can't remember when they were going to do their 50th wedding anniversary, but I know that's already done past, but they're going to do something. But, hey, you got to stop and realize now. See, you went and fibbed to me this morning in this area already. You are not alone. Now stop and think about it. Don't you got one of those rugrat dragons in the back there that you got to take care of? See, you're not alone.
Well, that's true, too. I have a bearded dragon and a big old fluffy mini golden doodle to keep me company, and you and Sherry. And yeah, no, when I mean I'm alone, I'm a bachelor this week. And that's not a bad thing, to be honest.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes I wish, I'm not going to say that real loud. I wish I was too, but you know her. She's always, do this, do that. What are you doing? How are you feeling? Yeah, I'm all right. I go outside and I take the cat litter outside in the back, and she's got to make sure with them cameras and stuff out there in the back 40 that I'm walking around and doing this and doing that. And she don't hear from me in about an hour or so. She's out there, oh, you okay? You okay? You okay? Yeah, I forgot to bring the little radio, doggone it. But, well, I guess that's what happens. You got to have somebody to watch over you because I don't remember a lot of things, and I'm catching her now that she's not catching a lot of things either. So that's telling me something. Ha ha.
Well, it is definitely a good thing to have somebody watching over you. With me, it's the dog. Every time I get up off the couch and I go into the fridge to get something, I turn around and she's staring me in the face. So I don't know. She could be in the other side of the house, sound asleep, twitching away, running through the fields in her dreams, and not 30 seconds later, she's standing next to me staring at me. I just don't get it, but that's all right. Yeah, you having somebody watch over you. You go ahead and admit it. So anyway, that's all that's happening today. Are you able to hit the repeater with your HT, or are you on Echolink?
Well, I'm on my other little phone that I can't use anymore, but it's programmed in here to do this. Yeah, I'm on Echolink. But, yeah, when you program, oh yeah, I gotta get back to that too. But yeah, when you program that, I did try the repeater from where I am, and I'm only basically, I'm gonna say town where I live from my house down to 480 or Miller Road, it's 7 miles and then 6 miles over. But if I cut that right straight in half, I'm only like 6.5 miles from the repeater. And if I go halfway down here town line, I can see the top of the thing. But, yeah, I can hit that and get back to the license. What had happened is if you haven't gotten on that thing that we was trying to get into, you have to have a, not a new password, but you have to have a new What am I trying to get to? What Well, you had to have a new thing to put into you within the last couple of years, and I didn't have to, so I had to sign in. There's what it is, a new sign-in thing, and you had to register. So once I registered at that, that put both of them right on up. Oh, your cat must be looking at you. KC8CMQ.
Hey, John, the repeater went down for a minute. I don't know if Cameron's out there working on it or something, but it went down, and I lost most of what you said after. You don't have to have a new password, but yeah, there's something else that you have to do to get into the ULS site. KC8CMQ and APWM.
Okay. You had to register. If you never registered from your last 5 years, you had to go re-register yourself new under the new way that they got it listed now. So I had to register both of us, and then we paid our thing right on over it, and it took it.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm glad you got it figured out. That's good to know. I usually check into it once a year. I mean, I'm good until, geez, I can't even remember, 20, 34, 35, something like that. But, I usually do that once a year just to make sure everything is working, and so far that works good. So you might want to do that. That would probably help. But anyway, all right, I'm going to let you go. I need to go get myself in the shower and have another gallon of coffee and get the system going here and make sure that the brain is fully functional before I decide to get on the road. So we'll let you tie the ribbons on it, John, and you and Sherry have a great day. And Sherry, I expect to hear you on the air sometime. I usually monitor this repeater, and my All-Star link is not connected to anything right now, even though it's on. It's not connected. It usually is on the Eastern Michigan link, but I can't get connected to 88DP's node. I sent him an email. Looks like nothing's connected to it right now, so he may be working on it. But I'm usually always listening on this repeater, and if not, try again after a while. If I'm working, I may not have the radio on, but it's usually with me. So, John, we'll let you tie the ribbons on it and say 7-3 to you and Sherry, and you guys have a good day. KC8CMQ for the final, NAPWM will be clearing QRT.
Okie dokie. Well, we'll see you. I'll tell you what, we're going around here to our neighbors, and we'll be down there all day. Now, I'll have this on down there, and I know I can hit the repeater anyways, but... I know we got a meeting coming up pretty quick, so we'll see you then. And Sherry's got to. Oh yeah, we'll get these two ladies together, and then we'll get them down to the ladies' Shriners one of these days, and let them start showing their face down there.
Happy Valentine's Day, Craig.
Use your call sign.
KC8CUC.
Catch you later, Craig. KC8CM and a Q.
All right, yep, I agree. We do need to get them down there. And happy Valentine's Day, Sherry. Miss seeing you guys. And, yep, we'll see you soon. KC8CMQ and KC8CUC signed, and APWM will be clear.
W8NWO testing. Check 1-2.
It sounds good. Kilo Charlie Mike Quebec.
W8NWO. W8NWO clear.
UB9NN mobile monitoring.
KF8ENF. I can hear you. There's a little bacon frying in the background, a little weak signal maybe, but you're getting in.
How about now? Is that any better?
No, it's about the same. Are you on an HT or just a long distance away from the repeater?
I'm talking on a AZU HT in Fairview.
Yeah, you're getting in. Totally readable. Just a little bit weak, but absolutely fine.
Very cool. Is this repeater located in Mayo?
Yes, you're on a linked system. I believe the Mayo repeater is the one that you're likely accessing. I'm in Harbor Springs, and this linked system includes towers in Petoskey, Sheboygan, Mackinac City, Traverse City, Thompsonville. Pretty much covers the whole northwest tip of the NIP, so you're getting some reach on it.
Oh, very cool to know. That's a great reach and connected link.
Yeah, are you a new ham? Or are you just getting started?
Very new. Second. Transmission.
All right. Well, welcome to the hobby, and you're doing great. Just keep it up. Some really cool people you'll find on this system that'll be very helpful to you. If you ever have a question, just shout it out, and I'm sure somebody will come to your rescue.
Great. Thank you. I'm just learning how to program right now my HT manually. I haven't got any cable yet to do it on the computer.
Yeah, if you're just in one place using your radio, it's easy enough to program those things in on the front panel, and you'll be good. But, you know, pretty soon when you start carrying that thing around and you want to get into other repeaters around the area, you'll want to program a bunch more in. So, yeah, get that cable, get the programming software for your radio, or use a free one called Chirp if your radio is compatible with that. Most are. And then there's also a resource called Repeater Book. And it's a website, and it's an app that you can put on your smartphone where it will identify your location, and most repeaters that are publicly registered will be in that app. So you can find one that's near you, wherever you may be, and then program it in.
I did actually download the Repeater Book app. That seems very helpful. That's how I actually found this repeater. Question on code. I saw one of the repeaters, I think, in Fairview. It said you need an access code. How would you get that?
Well, there's repeaters that operate on different modes. So, you know, when you start getting into digital radio, DMR, or some of the other modes like D-Star or All-Star, there might be some different requirements to access those repeaters. One of the things you can do on Repeater Book is you can filter out your results, and what you want are going to be the 70 centimeter, 2 meter on FM, and then you can strip out all the other stuff that shows up that your radio can't necessarily utilize. That will help you get started and only give you results on repeaters that your radio is capable of hitting.
Thank you for the advice. I'll have to look into that. I'm sure I can figure it out.
Yeah, what's your name?
What's that? What's my name?
Yeah, correct. I'm KS8ENF. My name is Bentley.
KS8FUF. Name is Patrick. We have family up here in Fairview, but I'm actually from downstate near Lansing area.
Well, right on, Patrick. Good to meet you, man. Congratulations on successfully getting in and making your second contact. Keep trying, keep working on it, and you know, experiment with the range and the distance of the repeaters that you can hit, and you'll be running like a pro in no time.
Thank you for all of your help, and I'll try to keep on working at it, and hopefully I can get better. Thank you.
Right on, man. Hey, have a great day. Enjoy your visit to your family this weekend. And hopefully we'll catch you on the air another time. KF8, ENF.
KF8. FUS is clear. Thank you.
KQ4 VIF mobile. Monitoring.
KF8 ENF.
Standing by. Is this thing working or what?
KF8 ENF. Yes, I hear you.
KF8 DNS. Not here. Whiskey draw feet. Whiskey. Okay, I was just checking. I wasn't able to get in the repeater. I keyed it up and then it came up.
Yeah, you're getting in now, but you're a little bit broken. I don't know if you've got something going on with your connection, but I can read you decently, but not great.
About 40 feet up, and I'm only 25 miles from the repeater. So I don't know. Okay, well, yes, thanks for the info. I don't know what's going on here. WZ8W.
Okay, you're coming in better now. Have a great evening. KF8 ENF.
Thank you.
K-B-T-Y, K-E-R-D-D.
K-F-A-F-U-F, monitoring. Going off CQ, going off CQ, it's 8-0, level evil. Got me out there?
Remote already in this mode. Node 55672 connected to node 583410. Node 567757 connected to node 583410. Node 583413 connected to node 583410. Remote already in this mode. Node 567751 connected to node 583410. Node 567752 connected to node 583410. Node 55471 connected to node 583410. Remote already in this mode. Node 55672 connected to node 583410. Node 567757 connected to node 583410. Node 583413 connected to node 583410. Remote already in this mode. Node 567752 connected to node 583410. Node 567757 connected to node 583410. Node 583413 connected to node 583410. Node 55672 connected to node 583410. Remote already in this mode. Node 5-5-6-7-2. Connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0. Node 5-6-7-7-5-7. Connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0. Node 5-8-3-4-1-3. Connected to node 5-8-3-4-1-0.